Newcastle. All right. Romans 10:3. If you've got a Bible, we're starting a new series. It's about hope to offer. And we're going to be offering hope. This is what our church is about, man. We're going to offer some hope into the community. Not just to the guy. He's like, oh, I saw a preacher putting up a banner and I told him to pray for the Knights. So he's got a little bit more hope. He's probably sitting at home right now going, I should have prayed for the Knights at the start of the year. Awesome. We're going to be offering hope. And we're not hope to jam down people's throats. Guy got offended by our banner. But look, you know what? It's easy to not come to church. You know, where's offering hope? We're not saying you don't must. It's not hope. It's not hope to be shoved. It's not hope to be jammed. It's not hope to be pushed. It's not hope to be knocking on your door and coming back even though you're not interested. It's just hope to offer. You don't like the sign? Drive past it. I'm offended by that sign. So what? Do you know how many things I'm offended by every single week? Just do it. Get over it. We used to have this thing in Australia. It was called just get on with it. Remember that? Just get on with it. Oh, no, yeah, just get on with it. Whatever happened to just get on with it? Now stop. Don't go forwards until we shout down the thing we disagree with. But I tell you, we live in an age, and look, it doesn't matter about people that might be upset or offended. We gave $4,000 to a church in Egypt where they are sharing their faith and risking being killed. So can we share our faith and upset a couple of people? Yeah, you betcha we can. Come on. Romans 10 verse 3, it says this, since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. This scripture could just be written about Facebook. Like they don't know the righteousness of God, but boy, have they established their own. Like, if you want to see incredible self-righteousness, just go on Facebook and hear about everyone's latest causes and all the things they're doing to be righteous. But I tell you something, we want to be people that get our righteousness from Christ. Man, this self-righteousness that goes out in that world, man, it is stunning. There's never been a time where people are seeking righteousness outside of God. Can I just be righteous and not submit to God? Can I just be really good and just not submit to God? And it's just a thing that's going on in the world today, and I think there's never been a time where that is so the case. People just love to bask in their own righteousness. You know, all the charities they've supported and the correct hashtags that they've shared and the correct little, you can even change your Facebook identity to reflect the latest important cause. Have you seen that? I don't know how to do that. I made my own. If I can make my own, imagine what you guys can do with your technologies. If you've got a Bible, you can go to number 10, verse 10, in the same bit scripture, Romans 4:10. And if you've got a phone, you can use your little Bible app to play along. Romans 10, verse 10, for it is with your heart, this is where righteousness comes from. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. And we need to get this message onto the streets. Because people are thinking righteousness is things you do. You know, I do all these things right, and I support the correct causes, and I say the right things, and I share the right tweets, and I do all these things, and I'm like some kind of like modern-day Mother Teresa because I do all these virtual good deeds, and we do all these things, but it, you know, righteousness doesn't come from there. Righteousness doesn't come from there. As the scripture says, verse 11, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Praise God. People need to hear this gospel. People need to hear this good news. Man, we got a community that they don't know. Well, you know, you've been to a party. You tell people about church. I mean, when I'm a minister, right? So what that means is every time I'm at a party, and people say to me, what do you do? And I say, I'm a minister. And they say, a minister of what? Hoping I'm like maybe a minister of education. Which would be a disaster, by the way. And then I say, I'm a minister of religion. And they instantly don't like me. It's not fair. That's not fair. What did I ever do? I thought we're supposed to be tolerant and accepting of everyone. Everyone except preacher. That's the only one. That's fun. I was explaining to him, what's political correctness, Dad? Oh, Lockie, what that is, that's where you got to be respectful of everyone's opinion and everyone's idea and every single religion except for one. Glory to God. Hey, I'll tell you something. We got to be people that get the message out there. And you know sometimes why they don't like us? It's because they don't understand what it is. I was talking to one of my relatives, like, oh, look, you know, I understand that you're just got it all together, so you go to church. A few beers down the line. The thing is, they've never heard the gospel. See, this is what's going on in our community. The community has never heard the gospel. You know, Blair's overseas at the moment, doing missionary work. But you know his primary mission? He's a missionary to Australia. But they're sending missionaries to Australia to proclaim the gospel to the unreached people in Australia. Like, they've seen a TV evangelist every now and then. They know that there's a thing called church. They've been to a funeral once in a while. They even went to a wedding in a church once, but they've never heard the gospel. And so they think we're here today because we think we're better than everyone. They think we're here today at church because we've just got it all together and we're so perfect. The reason we're here is because Jesus welcomes sinners. The reason we're here is because Jesus welcomes sinners. We're not here because we're better than everyone in Beresfield. We're here because Jesus welcomes sinners. And they need to hear that in the community because they've got this idea that we're here because we think we're better. Better than people. We got a song we sing which goes, come on sinners, gather round. And this is the message of the gospel. They tried to insult Jesus by calling him the friend of sinners. Look at him. He's the friend of sinners. He's like, yeah, you know it. Thank God he's the friend of sinners. Man, thank God he's the friend of sinners. And we want to be people that can proclaim this message. No. No, we come to Jesus because we know that we can't be righteous by ourselves. Even if I shared all the correct hashtags on Facebook, I would never be righteous enough. Even if I changed my little picture to represent the latest cause, I would still not be righteous enough. There's nothing I can do except come to Jesus and say, hey, if you can't save me, I got no hope. But we've got a community out here that's so lost, one day they're going to walk and stand before God and they're going to tell God all the hashtags they forwarded. Oh, Lord, no, I shared hashtag feed the poor. I shared hashtag love. I shared it all. Jesus, didn't you see my Facebook account? I was standing up for everything. But the righteousness comes from Christ. And God is, we're going to get the message to people. No, don't boast. Don't build up your righteousness and try and reach God. Just go, oh, man, I got nothing. Just surrender. Oh, Lord, you know what? My righteousness, nothing. It's all a mess over here. But, Lord, if you're going to welcome a mess like me, I ain't never going to be able to hold it together. But if you can welcome a mess like me, let's do it. And we need to get that message into the community. Oh, now if I wish I could just come to church like you because I'm perfect. Listen, man, can I just explain to you the gospel just for a minute? Now, what it actually is it's not all the perfect people come to church and just bask in their own perfectness, right? What's really going on here, right, is I had no hope and no righteousness. And I'm not even a better man than you. You're a much better man than me. But see, Jesus came and he made me a part of his family by grace. And so I'm just a part of the family. I ain't better than anyone. I went to church once and there was a lady at the church calls herself a Christian. And then I found out that blah, 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 blah. See, what's making them so angry is they don't know the gospel message of hope. They think she's in church because she's perfect. Have you ever met a non-perfect Christian? I have. Way too many of them. Way too many of them. I tell them about the great other churches that are in the community that I could be attending, but they want to stay here. That's great. We got to tell people the gospel message, hey? They're going to know it. They've got no idea. We're living in a community that doesn't know the hope of Christ. They don't know it. They think, oh, if I could quit me smoking, me gambling, me drinking, and I could probably go to church, but I don't know if I could do that. Well, don't. Exactly right, Kerry. Just come to Jesus as you are. Half the people in this church drink, smoke, and do whatever. Come on, we're meeting in a bar. Anyway, the time is up for the devil to... There's two lies in the community. The devil has put the lie out there that you've got to be really have it all together to come to church. And the devil has put the lie in the church that everyone out there already has heard the gospel. Two lies. The devil has told the whole of Beresfield that you're not good enough to go to church. And all those self-righteous Christians think they're better than everyone. And then the devil has told this incredible lie to the church in Australia. Everyone in Australia already knows the gospel. And they've rejected it. It's not true. You know how many times like I've met people and, oh, look, Nath, I believe in God and stuff. Like, you know, of course there's a God. Like when I had my little girl, I was like, whoa. Nah, hang on a minute. Something's going on here. Oh, man, I just knew that God existed. But, mate, like, I know God is real, but, like, when I meet God one day, if I've done enough good things and I get in, I get in. If I haven't done enough good things and I don't get in, you know, we'll just see what happens. And he thought that's what I believe. I said, do you know that's not what we believe? Huh? No, what we believe is, like, we just give up trying to be good enough and we put our trust in Jesus and we accept Jesus as our Savior. So that when I stand before God, I'm not standing there going, hey, God, check out all the good things I've done. Did some nice things. Sure, I did some bad things, but I reckon I've slightly done more good than bad. Right? Because then what's happening is that's salvation in your righteousness. But our salvation is in the righteousness of Christ. And so we want to get that message into the community. Could you give up, Barry the Yobbo, the whiskey swigging yob? Can you give up that you're going to get into heaven by your own righteousness? And can you just put your righteousness and put trust in the righteousness of Christ? Because you know what? If the Bible says if anyone could get to heaven by keeping the law, the Bible says then Christ died for nothing. And I tell you what, Christ didn't die for nothing. I'm going to finish this passage and then we might invite the band to come back up and bless us with some songs. Or I could just... I got that song right now. Glistens in the night like a lit cigarette. I got a dollar in my pocket and how much you want to bet that you ain't thinking about me anymore. Come on. I can hear it in my head. It sounds better than what's coming out of my mouth. Glory to God. This is what it says in verse 14. Hey, that was fun, Nath, doing that thing. Nath, you have comic timing. As soon as the laughter ended, he hit it with the next one. Man, you got it, brother. Verse 14 says this. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? This is what it says in verse 14. How then can they call on the one they've not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching it to them? And I'd encourage you, we're going to be the people that are putting that hope out there. We're going to be the people who are putting that hope out there. You know what? The hope of Beresfield, the hope of Thornton, the hope of this region is Christ. Christ is the only hope. They can build 10 more shopping malls, it's not going to make no difference. They can make 6 more fire stations, they can make no difference. The Fire Brigade, the United Nations, the United States of America, the Australian Parliament, all these things, they're not carrying hope. When there was no hope for me, no education system, no United Nations, no Fire Brigade, no shopping malls, no good credit rating could ever save me. But there was only one name. And we are the only people who have it. We are the only ones in town with it. And we have to just get back to just offering hope. We have to just get back to just offering hope. And when people say, oh, just let them know, hey, you know what, it's not about that. Even our preacher, man, if he had to get to heaven based on his own goodness, he hadn't got a hope. And he's a preacher. But our hope is in Jesus. We've got to offer that hope. We've got to offer it. Because you ain't going to get that at the shopping mall. When you buy your groceries, the girl's not going to say, oh, so would you like to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ this morning? No, thanks. I just want to get some milk. Only we've got it. And we need to be the ones that speak it. Because there's people who, you're the only one they know. Verse 15 it says, and how can anyone preach unless they are sent? And this morning I want to encourage you to let you know that we have been sent. Not by me, but by God. You have been sent into your workplace. You have been sent into your community. You have been sent by God. And wherever you are, that's where God has put you. And as a preacher, I've been in the weirdest places. You know, I played the Melbourne Comedy Festival 2 years ago. Last year, whenever it was. Feels long ago. And yeah, I met some really interesting people who had so many interesting problems and so many interesting ideas. But I was able to share the gospel of Jesus with people who, what's going on? What am I doing? I'm backstage at a huge theater talking to a transgender angry person who hates me because she knows I'm a Christian person, and I'm just trying to be kind to her and love her, and I'm telling her, no, that's not what the church actually thinks. But let me tell you what, you're completely welcome. You know, if they let me in. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm thinking, God, have I come here just to speak to this girl or guy? I kept getting it wrong. But, you know, if that's what it is, just to love her and just give her some kindness and present the gospel of Jesus in a loving way and bring some healing, that's cool. And by the way, I'll go there and make a bunch of people laugh about something. But I'm here, and God has sent you into your world. You're the one that's there. You're the one that's there. They ain't never going to let me at your workplace. Could you imagine that? You're there, and I'm where I am. And together we have to open our mouth. And sometimes it's amazing, as Christians have been Christians a while, I know we need to stir this up again. We need to stir this up again. When people first come to faith, they just tell everyone. When people, I did a funeral a while ago for a lady who came to faith in our church, and she was, when I went, man, everyone at that funeral knew who I was. Telling everyone about Jesus. And sometimes when you've been a Christian a long time, you can begin to sort of get familiar with the message, and it's just a bit ho-hum, and you begin to take it for granted, and you begin to think everyone knows. But we need to stir it up again. Begin to stir it up again. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. How beautiful. In a world that has got a lot of hopelessness, how beautiful is the one bringing hope? How beautiful is the one that says God knows who you are, God loves you, and he wants you to be a part of his family. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is the one who's sitting backstage talking to a person before a comedy gig and just being kind to them and presenting the gospel to them as they've never heard it? Because for this girl, man, I'll tell you what, you know, it was so shocking. The only gospel she'd ever heard was the gospel she heard on YouTube, or the gospel she heard on ABC TV, or the gospel she heard from someone who's not even a Christian, or the gospel she heard, those church people, they say. Do you know how many people are telling the world what we say? Do you know how many people are telling thousands of people what we say? Well, I'm sick of hearing atheists tell people what Christians believe. I'm sick of hearing people who hate Christians telling everyone what Christians believe. The gospel of Jesus is being shared by people who hate the church. And there's people walking around, they're convinced you hate them, and they've never been to church in their life. They've never even met a Christian person, but they know you hate them. How? Because some imbecile on the television who knows nothing about Christian theology is just throwing up something that he saw on YouTube? Well, it's time for the believers to begin to tell people what we believe. There is no religion in the world that welcomes sinners and broken and people who ain't got it all together. There is one alone, the name of Jesus. Not a religion where we're trying to be good enough to get to God, but a religion where God so loved the world that he came down. There's nothing like that in the world. And I tell you what, if it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be religious. You think I could, like, be disciplined enough to follow a religion? I got zero discipline. I got zero discipline. Imagine me, I got things I got to read every day. I got times I got to pray. I don't even show up to my own meetings. I make a meeting with people. They go, where's Nath? He's not here. But thank God for Jesus, the destroyer of religion, who actually made a way for me to be right with God. The spread of Jesus across the earth is going to eradicate religion from the whole world. Jesus is the destroyer of religion. Glory, hallelujah. Verse 16, but not all, how beautiful are the feet of those that bring good news. Verse 16, but not all the Israelites accepted the good news, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Look, I'll tell you to be cool. You may think, I don't ever want to share it with them. They may not believe it. I don't know whether I want to share it in the workplace. They may not receive it. I don't know whether I want to share it at my family party. They're already half drunk, and I'm not sure whether they're even coherent. And they're just looking for a fight, and I can't be bothered. But I tell you, don't worry so much about even Isaiah. Remember that guy? He was a big deal in the Bible. Isaiah says, Lord, who has even believed? But you know what? Again, we are just hope to offer. You know, we're not hope to jam. We're not argument to win. I want to go to that argument to win church. That'd be great. Oh, I'd love to go to that argument to win church. I think I've been to a church where their name should be argument to win. I walked in, the guy's asking me theological questions. I haven't even found my seat yet. And then I said something wrong. He's into me. Oh, well, I believe that the blah, 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 blah. Shut up. No one cares what you think. Like, no one cares what you think. You know what? I know in church, everyone's got opinions. I got an opinion. But opinions have never done anything. Jesus didn't say, go into all the earth and defend your opinions. Opinions don't build churches. Opinions don't heal relationships. Opinions don't set people free. Opinions don't proclaim the gospel. Opinions do nothing. Get over your opinions. And if you've got an opinion and you think anyone cares, just hire this building on a Thursday and stand here and talk about your opinions and see if anyone comes. But let's stop trying to win an argument. We're not argument to offer church. We're hope to offer church. We're not judgment to offer church. We're hope to offer church. We're not theological debates to offer. We're hope to offer. Just offer it. Just offer it. They can have it or not have it. That's all right. We offer. We offer. And if they don't want hope, look, I don't want any of that crap. I'm going to stick with my plan, thanks. I'm going to get before God one day, and my righteousness alone, and all of my positive Facebook posts, and all the kind things I've never killed no one. I've never killed no one. That's going to get me in. I'm sticking with that. Well, that's fine. I'm just offering you hope. If you're going to go with that, well, I ain't going to go with that, but you can go with that. I'm just offering hope. Don't be worried about people not being interested or rejecting or whatever. You know what? We put these signs, people say, oh, blah, 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 blah. That's all right. Just drive past the sign. Or rip them down, as some people have done. Rip them. Rah, 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 rah. Rip them down. Rah, rah, rah. I don't agree with this. Rah, 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 rah. You know what I do when I see something on Facebook that I don't agree with? I just get on with life. Why don't we try that? Just scroll to the next one. Yeah, whatever, scroll. If I drive past the sign and I see something I don't agree with, I was driving here this morning, I saw one of these things that I didn't agree with. It said personal training. I didn't get out of the car, no personal training, pull the thing down. Now, personally, I hate personal training. I did it once. Why would we, you know, if you enjoy it, good for you. You pay money, you get yelled at by a muscly guy who's probably using drugs. But if you enjoy that, me, I enjoy watching football on the weekend while I'm eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's what I agree with. But each to their own. But in saying that, if you see something you dislike, don't be like, rah, 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 just forget about it. Oh, my goodness. People get their knickers in a knot. But, hey, let's be people that share, hey? Let's be people that share hope. Hope to offer. We're going to speak about hope to offer for ages, and we're going to see what happens, you know. It turns out I was breaking the law, putting these up. You know that? I was breaking the law. I had to speak to two separate councils because we put them in two council areas. And I was saying, look, don't worry about it, man. We're going to take him down. Just relax. He's like, oh, people have had complaints. I said, listen to me, man. We both know. We both know the reason you're getting complaints. We know why no one's complaining about the rugby league one and the soccer one and the personal fitness one, and they're only complaining about one. Yeah? We know why. Oh, Nathan, don't say that. We don't know. No, no, that's not the... We know why. Because there's this thing called Jesus written across the top of it, right? Gets everyone upset, right? And I think, oh, no, 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 they could be discriminating against us just because of our religious beliefs. Oh, Nathan, no, no, no. Anyway, I convinced him that we should leave him up for at least a month. I can be very convincing. I don't think Beresfield's ready for a church like this. I don't think they're ready for this jelly. Hey, we're going to finish with a song. We're going to finish with a song of praise. And then we're going to head upstairs and meet some people if you're friendly. And if you're not, we'll see you next week.